All right, folks. Sunday morning, Gary Levitt and friends on 1510 WMEX. Right now, we're going to head to the phones with the one and only Chachi LePrat. How are you, Chachi?
Hey, Chachi.
Good morning, gentlemen. How is everyone this morning?
Doing
great
good
so far.
Thank you.
Great.
Hey, thank you,
Chachi. Good to have you, and it's good to be here on this beautiful Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And, nice segue. I think that was great, and congratulations on your new segment, Keith. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks, Chachi. I thought it would be nice to have a little weekly recap of the news.
That's right. And, you know, I think Gary has the segue thing down. It's like what's his name? Casey Kasem. Yeah. Segueing into from an upbeat song into a dog death. You remember that one, Gary?
Yeah, I do. Another long-distance dedication to our friend Chachi, who's up in Boston. Hi, Chachi.
How you doing there? Good morning. I have an interesting story. You know, each week I run down different things in my head. What should I talk about this week on the Gary Levitt and Friends show? And this week, Keith, I was inspired by Gary himself.
Ooh, wow.
His Facebook page. And I would ask all of our listeners to follow Gary's Facebook page, whether it's his personal page or his show page, because it's pretty interesting stuff. Like yesterday, he had a video up, and he was videotaping lawns in his street. There was a competition for who has the best lawn. It's unbelievable. What's Enigma mean? You're a teacher, Keith. Tell us what Enigma means.
It means Gary Levitt.
That's correct. You know, and then another day, he's hiring pizza drivers. I'm like, okay. You know, and then he's running 4 miles along the Nahant complaining that he's inhaling people's weed as he runs by. And then he's Springsteen and one. He's a basketball referee. And then he's jacked with no shirt on, with his arms are like guns, but he's eating pizza and fries and burgers all the time.
Oh,
so
it's
follow Gary Levitt. This week, he posted about the Beatles. I thought that was interesting when he has, like, I would probably guess one of the top Beatle guys in New England, and I say that with peace and love and humbleness. So I'm going to talk about what Gary posted, about what he thought the strangest Beatles song was.
Nice.
And what he thinks it is. And the song is called You Know My Name, parenthetically, Look Up My Number.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd provide our host today with a backstory, as well as our listeners, of the song You Know My Name and Look Up My Number. And
beautiful.
We're all going to listen to it when I am done. It was an interesting 45. I bought it as a kid, 1970. And on the B-side was a strange song, something that we hadn't heard really in a number of years in terms of the Beatles being playful with one another. You know, 1970, they're on the verge of breaking up, obviously. And so, You Know My Name, Look Up My Number, it was a phrase that John Lennon saw. He was at Paul McCartney's house one day, and there was a 1967 London phone book, and on the cover, it said, You Know My Name, Look Up My Number. And John remembered it. He goes to Abbey Road Studios, and he says to Paul and Ringo and George, I have a song. And he says, Paul says, okay, Paul and Ringo and George, I have a song. And he says, Paul says, okay, sing it like a mantra. So Paul said, okay. So they had a bunch of pieces of unfinished music, and they put it all together to create this comedy record. And so the title, you'll hear it, is chanted by Paul and John numerously throughout the whole song. The Beatles assume the role of lounge lizard, and we find ourselves in a nightclub with John introducing or welcoming people to slaggers. And Dennis O'Bell is a lounge singer, which is played by Paul. But what's really great, and a lot of people don't know this, but there's a saxophonist on the song, which is pretty amazing. And the guy playing sax is the late Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. And so Paul thought it'd be cool to have Brian come in and play on the track. So Brian Jones shows up. He's wearing his giant Afghan coat. And Paul said he was very nervous, shaking. His hands were shaking, lighting cigarette after cigarette. You know, he's thinking, I'm at a Beatles recording session. So he was nervous. So they thought that Brian would bring his guitar, maybe his rhythm guitar or electric 12-string. But he pulls out a saxophone, which surprised all of the Beatles. And he played really cool. And you'll hear it in a moment. But they had Paul and John doing weird noises and sound effects. Mal Evans, the Beatles' assistant, was running a spade through gravel to get that sound. And it's such a pretty interesting song. And what happened was John wanted to release it as a Plastic Ono Band single. The Beatles said no. They wanted to release it, and it was in March of 1970, the B-side of Let It Be, which I'm holding in my hand right now on 45. So this is for Gary, the namesake of the Gary Levitt and Friends show. I hope you enjoy the backstory. You know my name. Look up my number. We're going to hear it right now. But let me do my shameless plug. Every Saturday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., I am on 91.9 FM WUMB, Breakfast with the Beatles. And coming up, that's in Boston, and coming up today at 10 a.m. out of New Hampshire and Maine on Seacoast Oldies 92.1 and 97.1 FM. And you can stream the show all over the world, as Georgia does in Arizona, by going to the respective radio station's website. So, Gary, Keith, I wish you the best today.
Are
you ready to hear the song?
I'm ready. Excellent. Thank you for that dedication, like and that. Thank you for bringing
nice
on
job,
Leland
Chach.
Stein after you.
I mean, how did you find this song, Gary? It just came out of nowhere?
No, you know what it was? My dog makes the noises. He really does, Eastwood, of what they do at the end. Ringo always had that little... Well, you guys are going to get to hear it. That's
yes,
what my dog does it. When he sees me all the time. And not in a good way, now, by the way.
And coming up this morning is my dear friend Leland from the Region. Is that correct?
That is right. Right after you, we're going to talk to Leland Stein over at the Region Theater. We got some good talk with him coming up.
He's a great man. He's done a lot for the community. And he was on the national news with his mom for reuniting after 15 months. So my best to Leland, my buddy. And Aaron, press play. Here we go. You know my name. You know my name. Look up my number by the Beatles.
Was a follow What him say?
Him say Paul, Ringo, George, and John.
Did that actually chat?
That's not... I don't think so, but I can remember playing that for the first time, and our brothers Larry and Kyle go, why do you keep playing that over and over
again? Yeah, but you always like songs like that. But you like that, put the lime in the coconut.